This is Scott Whitmire reporting from the EC dock, just leaving Grand Tours to first checkpoint. Yes, the duck made it to the first checkpoint. 2:30 last night, and I was kind of tired, wanted to get a shower and wash some clothes and go right to bed, because I knew come morning it would be hard to get some sleep there with all the comings and goings. So sorry for not calling in, but it was a little frustrating because last night the wind just kept petering out and petering out and petering out, and it was funny because that was opposite of what people were looking at in terms of forecast. A lot of people dropped out based upon the fact there would be way too much wind. Still kept moving, maybe at 1.8 miles per hour, but I moved and just kept plugging on into Placida. Mr. Moon in his Core Sound 17 arrived about 12:30, so that kind of lets you know in comparison. Matt Layden arrived sometime around midnight and turned around and kept going. He is just a machine. He also knows that boat a heck of a lot better than I know my boat, though. That's changing. Gary Blankenship, who's done this a couple times, wasn't deterred by the seemingly high winds and took off early in the morning and actually arrived in Grand Tours at 5 p.m., probably doing the best of most of the Class 4s. It did show as DNF. That's just automatic in the system when you do not make the checkpoint in time. And basically, I need to make checkpoint 2 on time or I am going to be out of the race, even though they had a weather hold. That doesn't apply to necessarily the time frame or the time limit. So we'll see. If it was a little more favorable weather, definitely a duck can do it within the time limit. But just like all the other boats I mentioned that were all late as well, including Matt Layden, you just have to rely on the weather. Plan is to continue on today. I only got about 4, maybe 3.5 hours of sleep. Good sleep, but not enough sleep. So my plan is to sail while the winds are favorable, and I don't really feel like sailing through the middle of the night. I'm kind of hoping that we'll see when I hit Sanibel Island at the end of Pine Island Sound and how I'm doing then. I may turn in early and get an early start or try to figure something else out. Anyway, there's the report. I will try calling in when I have the ability. Next big challenge is the big Boca Grande Pass or whatever, which evidently I'm going to go inside, but evidently it tends to throw up a lot of waves in the bay, depending upon the tide and wind. That's all for now. Bye.